Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo of Braves fans. What an episode, AB. Episode two.
Good addition.
Any opening?
Go Bravos.
Lightning bolt across the sky. Edge of it.
I didn't watch it live. Let's just put it that
way. Yeah,
I was
going to say.
I didn't watch it live.
You thought he doesn't watch it live normally. I got nothing to say. Any other banter you'd like to go in before we start the episode?
I don't think so.
It's a great episode.
No. I love the episode. I don't know if this is just me early season. You know me, early season
early
energy
season
is always
big time,
positive.
Yeah.
Always positive. But this was a great episode. I don't care who you are.
Well, if it were up to me, they would do school activities on every episode of this show.
And hoops.
Well, I mean, for all every season of the flagship should have.
I mean, the same thing, too.
People
hoops.
Doing spelling and basketball, I suppose.
Basketball and school every episode in perpetuity.
That's all
please.
I want. That's all I want. Those are the only dates I want. The occasional one-on-one with a pretty view.
Listen, they had a whole show for this. It was called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Whole show for it.
Yeah,
so
the concept is hilarious.
So you can do it every single episode with no issue. It's funny every week.
It's always funny. And this one was good. To start off, chic accommodations with views at this resort. Any comments on the resort?
The guys are just walking around checking things out at the resort. The accommodations, they
no,
look
your
pretty
opinion.
Good.
Your opinion.
Oh,
on
me?
The, yes. I don't care what the guys are doing.
Take it or leave it accommodations for me. Take it or leave it.
Golf course
nothing
view doesn't
I haven't
do it for
seen
you?
Before. No, the golf course doesn't do anything for me. Nothing.
I like this resort
here.
Better. This is my favorite bubble resort thus far.
Really?
You'll remember Tayshia and Claire's was like, there were no buildings with more than two floors, so there were no views.
Well, Tayshia and Claire's sucked.
Yeah.
That's the end of that sentence. That sucked. That place sucked. Okay, it was bad for TV, too. This is better for TV. I'll say that. I don't think it's better than Matt's, and I don't think it's better than Katie's.
Matt's was something else.
Matt's was something.
quick chat with Tayshia, her and Michelle sitting cross-legged on the bed. Just wanted to note that there's a tray of fruits between them on the bed.
Oh.
With champagne glasses. Must have been a Tempur-Pedic. You know those space age mattresses? Remember that old commercial where you jump on the bed?
You drop a bowling ball or something.
No, that's a newer version where where somebody's jumping on the bed. And this wine isn't going anywhere in the opposite corner.
I know exactly what commercial you're talking about, yeah.
And that's what was going on here. Those champagnes were steady as
why
it
were
gets.
Why were the champagnes not? You're asking why the champagnes weren't spilling, but it's because
they weren't moving.
It was a Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Why. That's why.
Noted.
Group day card. Brandon. Romeo. Rick, PJ, Will, Olumide, Casey. Pause to recognize that finally some dudes going gray in their 30s representation on the show. Casey,
I noticed that, Casey.
Natural.
Is Casey still here?
We'll find out. I don't know.
Okay.
Off the top of my head,
idea.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Danny, LT, Peter. Class is in session, AB. We got three fifth grade child actors to the point where I think the one who's talking the most, I feel like I recognized her from something. What else have you been
little,
in?
The little black girl I've seen in things.
They were two sharp.
And the redhead. The redhead was familiar. I'm familiar with that boy.
I was kind of half paying attention the first time I watched it, and I was like, wait, are these supposed to be her kids? And then they started talking. I'm like, no, these are actors. No.
These are actors, just like they had on the show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
I didn't watch that enough to know.
Listen, they fed the kids the answers, and they were actors. Okay.
Oh, you're talking about like a 21-esque scandal, game show scandal, where they... Okay. I could buy
that.
Well,
the kids didn't win any money, so it really isn't a scandal in that sense. They were...
Well,
you had to beat them to win money.
Fairly winning
money. Yeah, who knows?
I'll look more into that. Conspiracy Corner. More of M&A Patreon.
Something to watch out for.
First one. Off the top of your head, 2021 times 18. Would you get that right?
With paper, sure.
I don't know if I could do it even with paper.
Like in
it's
my
been
head?
Too
no.
Long. Yeah, obviously not in your head. I don't think any of them got it right, so you're fine.
Yeah.
A couple guys didn't know that two negative numbers multiplied together is a positive. That's something, once you learn that, you never forget that.
Yeah, I knew that, and I felt good to know that.
Yeah, obviously I know that. I was like, okay. The question about how many times one should tell Michelle she's beautiful was a good question.
That's a good question.
Most of them wrote the infinity symbol. Brandon made a sloppy, an unacceptably sloppy 8. And Romeo tried to do the number of seconds in a day, which I thought was kind of cool.
I liked Romeo
clever.
There. I like that.
He probably looked around and was like, everybody's doing the infinity symbol. I got to do something else. I think they sabotaged Peter's chemistry experiment. What do you think?
No, I don't think the guy was paying enough attention. Remember, he was trying to whisper. He's trying to get her attention. That was kind of cute, but the fact that she paid no attention to it made it
sign.
Not cute.
She heard him.
He's like, hey.
She heard him.
Michelle,
like,
Michelle.
Hey, it's me, Pizza Peter.
Michelle, it's the pizzaologist or whatever the hell he called himself.
What was he going to do when he got her attention? Hey, look, I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to do the explore. What was he going to do?
I'm going to do the experiment. She heard him. 100% she heard him because the kid next to her is like, shut up.
We can hear you.
Shut up, you idiot.
It's not. That sealed the deal for Pizza Peter.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't think he had a chance anyways, but that... That confirmed it, her not responding to that. But no, I don't think they rigged it. I think he didn't follow the instructions.
AB. There's two. I didn't.
Is it just two ingredients?
Obviously, it's two. It's vinegar and baking soda.
Ingredients?
Obviously,
yeah.
They gave him Sprite or something. There's no other.
So they rigged the man.
They had to. They had to do it.
Poor guy got rigged.
Musical chairs. Things get a little testy, as they often do with musical chairs.
You got a problem with Peter here?
In general, not until the end. The end is like, listen.
The end was too far. I will agree. But let me say this first before I agree with you. We're either playing to win or we're not, Rim. So when they start playing musical chairs, and it gets a little, if it's me and one other person, I'm going to give them a bump. What are you not going to give them a bump? Am I going to give you that seat? Is that
what
I'm going
to
do?
That's the game.
Give it to
that's
you?
The name of the game is
am
positioning.
Am I
going to
give you the seat? What's the problem?
Box out.
I had no problem with what Peter did until the end when I don't even remember who won it because
it
didn't
matter
who won.
Maybe Casey.
But the person won it. And Peter kept messing with the chair when he was sitting on it. Someone could get hurt. That's not he already was sitting in that chair. Let go of the chair. It's over, Peter.
When you're playing musical chairs with chairs that have backs. These were traditional elementary school chairs.
School chairs. Yep.
The person stopping the music controls who wins. Because there's only
what, the
you
last
just stop
one.
The music whenever the person you want to win is on the side of the seat. Peter was on the opposite side of the seat. There's no way to maneuver to get around. He tried to like pull it to his back. It wasn't working.
It wasn't going
to
work.
They chose Peter to get second. That's how it went, and he was upset with it. Spin Zone refusing to concede the loss, AB, that is simply fighting for Michelle's heart. So that's actually good on Peter Pizza.
You don't need to spin it with me. I thought he was doing what he had to do to try to win. You don't know what the prize is here. Maybe you
might
get some one-on-one
time.
Time.
Be extra time.
I'm going hard. I'm playing hard, too.
Well, I'll be fell. Eliminated. Spelling test.
That being said, Peter's blowing it, and Michelle is not liking what he's doing. Nobody's liking it, in fact. They're all tired of it.
Casey Peter took it a little too seriously on one end. Casey took it a little too seriously on the other end. This is a quote from Casey about musical chairs. He says, at a certain point, it becomes much more about the Peter show than giving Michelle an opportunity to meet and connect and fall in love with someone. That's just not happening during the musical chairs portion of this date, Casey. It's not yeah. that, you know.
Devil's advocate to everything I've said. I've now thought about it more. If every other guy isn't playing that way, I'm probably not going to play that way.
You got to go with the flow of traffic.
There was nobody else doing what he was doing. So In a vacuum, what you said is true,
but when everyone else was kind of playing it cool.
Everyone else was chilling. It's kind of a gentleman's agreement. We're all just going to play, and whoever wins, wins. It's just whatever.
Well, this is an old cast, too. No one's trying to... Once you turn 30, kids out there, everything you do is like, I don't want to get injured. That's the number one concern with everything you do.
If you go too hard in musical chairs, you got bruises on your arms. You might fall on your tailbone. Oh, you might have an issue there.
Could you imagine?
God, if I fell on my butt, to call the ambulance. I don't want that. So it's probably a gentleman's agreement.
Wait, we're all 30 here, right? I mean, come on.
I'm against Peter now. Talk myself out of it.
Both elements were funny, so I'm on board. The spelling test was hilarious.
It was very funny.
Will had me exploding with laughter when he spelled the word narcissist and he held up a sign that said Peter. That was so funny. And then to the camera.
The only thing funnier would be if he wrote LOL next to it. Peter LOL.
Am I right? I mean, the guy. You saw the musical chairs. Will to the camera said, his face is red as tomato sauce, which is kind of funny. And then there was a long pause and he's looking at the producer. He's like, you guys know what it was.
Another funny part about that part, Peter kept misspelling words, but he put symbols in the words, you know, like little cute symbols. I don't think you do that when you're misspelling the words. Like he'd put like a, you know, pizza. Let me see if I wrote down what he did.
Ice cream cone.
Yeah, he might have put like a pizza in the O of a misspelled word. You can't be doing symbols in misspelled words.
I didn't notice that. Tough look for the entrepreneur to miss entrepreneur.
Yep.
An admittedly difficult word to spell.
It's tough.
He owns a pizzeria. It was revealed here, which shame on him for tossing the dough in the driveway.
Certain.
I looked it up. He does. Yeah.
Oh, does he? Okay.
And he's expanding. Good on Peter. Using this opportunity to maximize the business he already owned. I appreciate that. Group date, nighttime. Kind of a fun little beach setup. Some great shirts on this date. Holy cow. I didn't list them all. There were too many to list.
I noted them later. I noted a couple later.
I think maybe Will had a sick leopard shirt.
Yes.
And good variety. A lot of times on this show, you'll get... The shirts were off the charts here. It was first group date. You got to come. This is where you wear your... If Connor Cagai were on this date, it's the romper time.
It's absolute romper time. You never know if this is going to be your last date.
No.
So unless you're a guy who got a first impression rose or something like that, you're whipping out the best outfit right here.
Have to. Brandon one-on-one time. Maybe my favorite moment of the episode. Do you know where I'm going with that?
No.
Brandon says some typical bachelor contestant bullshit. Nonsense. He's always going to try for her, always going to put himself out there, learn his lesson. He tried to tie his lack of spelling proficiency into some positive attribute for him as a long-term prospect. And like, we should get married because... I overcome my spelling errors.
I'm trying my best for you.
And Michelle was like, dude, come, like, you can't be. What kind of shit is that, Brandon? And immediately that totally
that was good.
Disarmed yeah. him. And then mm-hmm. they started to talk like they would normally talk in real life, which the vast majority, I can't think of many other leads who are like, cut the shit.
Cut the shit, yeah.
She doesn't go for the cheesy.
I think I called Brandon a smooth talker in the first episode, and this kind of went along with it. I wasn't sure about him. But now Now that she's disarmed him, I think I like this guy. I think I like Brandon.
She did him a favor by being like, you don't have to do the lines anymore.
Yeah, no more lines.
Sparks were definitely flying with Brandon.
They kiss, right? And they kiss.
Of course they kiss, yes.
They kiss, yeah.
We'll revisit that later. She played bags with PJ. Olumide had a joke about her dress, Aquawoman. That was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Then Peter pulls Will. Peter understandably infuriated still about the narcissist thing.
Here's where I noted the shirts rim. I thought it was like those Vegas guys that traded shirts. They had that, they had that level of shirt. These two guys had shirts that you trade at the end of the night. Jersey swap. That's the remember those guys with those shirts? Those shirts.
I'll never forget. Come
the
on.
The prints were you're not so electric. That's what these two, Peter and Will, is that his name?
They
Will.
They should
yeah.
have traded shirts.
They had that level of prints.
There are some shirts that you can only wear in Las Vegas. The guys from the picture you're talking about, yes. The funniest photo of all time.
Jersey
the funniest
swap.
Photo of all time. The jersey swap after a night of partying with a new acquaintance. And these two guys. I don't remember where I was going. Anyway, I was dying laughing at this thing. They immediately were both talking constantly with no breaks. There was no breaks between them. And then Will goes off about the pizzas. He's like, pizza this and pizza that, Peter. I'm tired of the pizzas. It was so funny.
Oh, this is good. This was good.
Will might be the funniest person alive.
Peter is... Peter was acting like it was going to be like a civil conversation. And then it instantly went off the rails. Like it was going to be a respectful conversation between two gentlemen.
Well, and when you're Peter Pizza, the pizza entrepreneur, expanding the business, and
the
someone and it's the pizzapreneur, and someone's like, I'm sick and tired of hearing about the pizzas. He said, what do you have to offer her besides a slice? You just simply can't. You have to tip your cap. You have to go, well, you got me. I'm a pizza guy.
I'm a pizza guy. I'm here to expand my pizza brand.
I'm sorry, Will. Fair play to you, sir. Back at the house. One-on-one Descartes is Jamie.
I found this to be one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Right. This whole episode was good.
It was a funny episode.
He goes, I travel to the third world countries with a day's notice by myself. Being around someone who's just constantly on the edge of life isn't for everyone. You know what? Living your life to the fullest, that's just not for everyone. That's just me, though. Me personally,
I live my life to the fullest.
You should see what I do on my day to day. The most humblest brag I've ever heard.
Yeah. Me? I jet set. 12 hours? Who knows?
No big deal.
No big deal. Back on the date. Rick cooked up some Mad Libs AB and I liked it.
No, I don't like it, Rim. I don't like it.
What's your beef with Mad Libs?
I got absolutely no beef with Mad Libs. I love Mad Libs. They didn't do Mad Libs. He was showing her what was before and after the section that you picked the word for. So that's not a Mad Lib.
I need you to clarify.
Mad Libs.
Were no words missing?
There were words missing, but they were just filling them in. Usually with a Mad Lib, you're like, give me a noun here. Give me a fucking, you know, give me a sports team here, and then you fill it in later, and then you get hilarious things on the Mad Libs.
Yeah, you're right.
You fill it in later.
I can't believe I forgot what Mad Libs were.
You don't know shit about Mad Libs. You don't know shit about Mad Libs, and neither does this guy. So I didn't like this.
He tricked me.
She saw what was before. She saw the sentences.
In fairness to him, at the end, you can't go... noun and then finger
kiss. Hope it's a good thing.
You have to make it.
I understand
known why
he did it. I just
it wasn't true. Mad Libs.
Follow the spirit of the game of Mad Libs.
Rules are rules. I initially thought this was a short story about a time they met, and he gave her a red pen to correct it, which would have been cute.
Yeah, sure.
But not as good as Mad Libs I have here. But apparently that's incorrect. But
yeah.
Regardless of the rules of Mad Libs, I thought it was a perfect second episode cheesy conversation starter that also happened to be smooth and lead to a kiss. It worked.
Rick, who weirds me out, might be here to stay.
I kind of like Rick, but then again, I thought he was playing by the rules of Mad Libs. I could have to revisit that. Hey, we're doing power
rankings,
by the way.
Something about Rick, I don't know. Something about him.
There's a couple dudes here that are like, I don't something
I
about
don't
him.
Know about this. I something just don't about know. Him. He's got a little. I don't know.
You never want to.
They have a kiss and then a second kiss. So I think
it
she's
was
really
Smooch
into him.
City with these two. Yeah,
she said she's feeling the spark too.
Reminder: we are doing power rankings. So if you don't have those prepared, get them going as we talk.
Mm-hmm.
The boys discuss Pizza Peter. Casey describes him as an insecurity supernova. Michelle and Peter, she says, hey, man, listen, heard a ton of yelling. What's going on?
You guys are being extremely loud.
While I was talking to Olu over here.
It's a very small area here. You know we could hear you.
You're too close, man. Peter goes into something about, I didn't write all this down. He says we all got our scars, blah, blah, blah.
He starts, that's what, I noted there, he started the, he gets called on something, and then the first sentence that these contestants always on this show, the first sentence they use is nonsensical. He says, we all have
talk.
We all have our scars, right? So he's trying to figure out what he's going to say. He just says something in his database of lines to use.
I thought maybe...
What does he mean by that?
Well, I thought maybe he would have a specific, like, you know, narcissist is like a thing that, like, makes me feel a certain way. But really, it was just, I didn't like that he called me that. Regardless, very unfortunate for the viewer. Michelle deals with immature conflicts every day. So she diffused this.
Nips it in the bud. No big deal.
And now, which is kind of a bummer because I was looking forward to Peter and Will for the all season. But
no
she's
one's
like,
better equipped for kindergarten bullshit like this.
Hey, it's okay. No judgment. Yeah. Just collect yourself. We'll start fresh next time we talk. Michelle returns. I hear Rose probably going to Rick.
Oh, wow.
That's what I thought.
No, I thought it was Brandon. I didn't think Rick was going to get it.
She did choose Brandon.
Peter hilariously says, after the conversation, he says, romantically, I was ahead of the other guys, and now I'm not. I got my rose robbed.
What did he do on night one that would cause him to say that?
He brought those...
the cannolis.
Cannolis.
Romantically, he was ahead of some of these guys, AB.
Okay.
Brandon must have just really put it down on the lips.
He didn't get his group date rose robbed, though. He was the worst one on the group date.
Yeah, I think that's probably accurate. If you take into account both,
she hated what she was doing.
She did not do the new thing where you run down the positive attributes for the losers.
Well, we didn't even see her talk to a lot of the guys.
No, we didn't.
So,
we didn't. Anything else on that date?
No, good date.
Jamie won on one date. Pizza this and pizza that. I'm tired. I've just had it with the pizza. This is day two.
It's got to be all pizza in the house with that guy. It's got to be all pizza. Talking
enough
pizza.
With the pizza, Peter. Jamie one-on-one date. Daytime. Jamie claims he has no intention of staying if he doesn't feel a connection. I will believe that when I see it.
That's reasonable. They make it seem like that's a bad thing when he said it earlier. That's very
I don't think
reasonable.
They made it seem like a bad thing. I just don't believe it. Okay. I just don't believe no one does
Well,
that.
No. Yeah, I don't believe it either. He's not going to leave. No.
He's going on a date at Joshua Tree. So pleased they can... It's not a bubble this season. They can go places a little bit. That makes a difference for me. That has been a complaint we've had in recent seasons. There's no...
Going places.
Views of any kind. Different areas.
We'll see if this was just because it was in a, you know, an isolated national Maybe. Park. We'll see if they do like the city stuff and that the stuff we all love.
Picnic on a rock cliff. First, you're going to have to do a little climbing. The only difference between this and an episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls was they didn't stop halfway through and do a life story bit. And they didn't need any bugs. Other than that, this was a Running Wild with Bear Grylls light rock climbing. In fact, they maybe even shot an episode there.
I'll say Jamie helped her up here. I liked what he was doing. He helped her up the mountain, I'd say.
He did. He had eyes on all the footholds. No doubt about it. They get up to the top, a cute little spot for the picnic. Not much chatter on this date.
Not the daytime, yeah.
Not the daytime, no.
This is the type of experience you remember, and it'll also take you as a contestant weeks and weeks late. You're going to move on for weeks and weeks.
You I'd thought say. This was... One of those fear
it's a little
bonding
scary.
Dates.
This is scary. This was scary.
Not I don't, that I don't scary, but it's I don't a disagree. Bit. But you know, sometimes they're jumping out of airplanes and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
this is
that's
closer
true.
To the ground. It's simply closer.
Yeah,
to the
it's
ground.
Not as much as those other ones, but it's still one of those things.
Jamie one-on-one date nighttime. Time for a heavy segment. What did you make of this discussion, AB?
Michelle starts by talking about how great her family is and how great of an example they were, but also explains that you don't need to come from that type of great family to achieve the type of love she's looking for. And Jamie says that's nice to hear because he had a very different family upbringing than Michelle. Her mom had him when he was 18. Dad was 21. He was thriving in school. But then his mom had some mental health issues and things started to spiral out of control. Car got repossessed. Bills piled up. Had to move in with his grandma. Mental health issues got worse. It was just a tragic story of his upbringing. And then his mother eventually killed herself. Says it basically stopped his life. He had to learn how to live again. It was heavy.
It was heavy. So Michelle, through tears, they discuss a little more about who he is now because of his experiences. A real connection, you could say. And she offers him the rose.
Michelle seems like as good a person as anyone to you know, handle this type of story.
I agree.
Not that she's a therapist or anything, but in terms of bachelorette leads or bachelor leads, she seems like who I'd want there more than anyone.
Totally agree. At the house. From there, we find out Joe's old basketball coach passed away, and he's about to go on a basketball date. They didn't show us who was on this group date, which made it a little difficult for me to follow along. Michelle, waiting for the guys, is just draining threes,
smoking
or draining
jumpers.
Half-court shots.
Actually,
from
net, all net.
They made it seem like she made one right as they walked in.
Well, that was just clever.
That's
editing,
clever editing,
obviously.
Because they walked in and it was a normal, like, Michelle.
It wasn't like, oh, shit, she drained
half-quarter.
She
turned around
quarter.
And was like, oh, then it would have been a little bit like, holy smokes. Two WNBA players are there to run them through legit drills.
Did you believe this from Michelle right before the date? The person I end up with doesn't have to be a professional basketball player. But she basically says they need to be able to hoop. She basically said that.
Yes.
Start crossing out people that can't hoop.
I would love to eliminate guys based on who can't play basketball.
You will not find a person that can't hoop besides maybe Nate, but he's got size to make up for having no talent.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't have any, he can't hoop, but I think.
Stops up the paint.
He has an athletic build and he's tall as hell. He could be taught. You know, so
you can
you
put Nate
hoop,
to decent use if you are in like a family reunion type friendly basketball.
Absolutely.
Game.
He's tall. He can. He's a big body and he's athletic. So he can be out there. But she basically said here, if you can't hoop, you're not going to be the winner of this season. Something we all already thought.
Good. De'Erica Hamby and Diamond DeShields are there. Daughter of Delino DeShields.
That's interesting.
Right off the bat, I can tell you that Nate isn't any good.
You can tell a lot from a layup line, folks. I learned two things from that layup line. Martin can hoop, surprisingly, although he's got a look of maybe a surprising hooper. And then Nate
he looks
can't
like a
hoop.
Late 90s St. Joe's point guard. Martin
yeah,
does.
He looks like he would surprisingly be a college basketball player. So I wasn't that
Floor
surprised. But him and Nate is what I gained a lot of information from that layup line.
They do some one-on-one challenges. Joe destroys everyone.
He's killing these bums.
Yeah, it's nothing to him. It's easy work. It's then revealed that Joe was Minnesota Mr. Basketball, which is a higher honor than I said, oh, maybe they knew of each other because they're both good basketball players who played. Now there is simply no way that they were unaware of one another, especially because Michelle was 2011, year, Miss Basketball runner-up.
Well, she was second place. Yeah, she was second place, but you can't tell me the two best Minnesota players.
Photo shoots for the local papers and stuff.
These two not only know each other, but have met on multiple occasions.
That's what I don't know
that they're friends or anything. That's not saying
but they are each other.
100%. I mean, they were at AAU tournaments together all the time, I'm sure. They were freaking at the same photo shoots. They were probably at the McDonald's three-point contest stuff they do in the game. They were probably at that together.
He wasn't a McDonald's guy,
I don't think, but
he was a top 100 recruit. You're a top 100 recruit,
but they have
you're local famous if you are.
They have those type of all-star games. They probably have a Minnesota all-star, weekend and where all the best players, guys and girls, go. And so they've, these two have, are aware of each other and have been around each other often. You can't convince me otherwise.
I got more, Joe, in a second. When they were playing one-on-one, they were talking like longtime acquaintances who have played one-on-one before talk. This was not their first game of one-on-one.
This thing broke out into a real-life love and basketball.
It was love and
with
basketball.
All the other guys off to the side. Not,
looking at each other like, wait a second.
Not another person. If, for those two that were playing, it was like nobody else was there. The
exactly.
cameras were off. But yes, I agree.
Agreed.
They've also played one-on-one together.
Joe, background info. His older brother, 10 years older, played at Minnesota, played for Tubby Smith for one season. Then Tubby Smith recruited Joe in 2011. Joe transferred when Richard Pitino showed up. He went to St. Mary's and only played one game there. But he was a big-time recruit, a top 100 in-state recruit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Going to the local state school is a big deal.
Did you look up his stats?
Yeah, they're pretty good. Double figures.
8-3-1 with a steal sophomore year. And then apparently he got hurt at St. Mary's, and that's what derailed his.
Okay.
But yeah, this guy could absolutely hoop. He was one of the top.
He's giving him the business.
He's one of the best players in the country.
Anyway.
This guy was hooping on these guys.
They play 5-on-5. Somehow a team with Joe and Malik Morant, I'll call him, lost. Malik played with flair.
Malik was electric. His jump shot was dog shit, but he could.
I don't remember when he got
to the rim.
Yeah,
my goodness, he was doing some stuff.
Spectacular moves in
the
air.
He was doing some stuff out there. Well, they gave number one. I wrote here: Joe should have to sit on this. He shouldn't be able to play in this 5-on-5 game. For one, you should just move him on to the nighttime. It wasn't fair having him out there.
I don't. Well, somehow him and Joe and Malik were on a team that lost. That made no sense. They were being too nice guys
well,
and giving the ball
about,
up too much.
The thing about D1 basketball players is they're so good.
It's not fun.
It's not fun for them, and they're just not going to try, or they'll ruin the game.
Yeah.
So it got out of hand. The other team's stroking jumpers, having fun, cutting to the lane, whatever. Joe's doing whatever. And then Michelle's like, are you going to fucking hoop? And then he's like, yeah, I'll hoop. And then then you see what happens when a D1 basketball player plays with regular people.
It was LaMelo and Miles Bridges with those two for a little bit. But the blue team still won. They gave Joe the MVP, so he'd go to the after party. In my opinion, at this point, my thought was Joe rules. I don't care about
Joe
the ghosting
rules.
Thing.
He hoops. He hoops.
And it says something that he didn't tell anybody that I'm one of the best to ever do it. Give me the ball. He was just letting everybody have a good time until it was winning
letting
time.
Frickin' Pardeep shoot and Chris. And
just let him go.
A couple notes from the game. Blue had a solid 5. I think it was Rodney, Martin, Nate, Spencer, and I don't know the 5th.
Rodney, DeJuan Blair type player down low.
Rodney was good. He worked. The guy worked down there. Martin was good. Nate was good. This was just a solid 5 going against one good player and
two.
That guy was just flashy. I don't think that guy's actually good. Pardeep stinks. Chris stinks. And sucks. What do you got all that size for out here? What's all that size for if you're not going to throw it around? If you're not going to get all every rebound for me, what's the point? Disappointing performance by Vader.
Oh, come on.
Big Van Vader.
I am just going through my head right now. What I have to bleep, we're making an announcement at the end of this episode about how we're going to handle that piece of information, which you just did.
What's the size for, Vader? What's the size for? You're twice the size of anyone out there. You should be absolutely dominating the glass. I don't care how much touch you have. Disappointing. A team with a
you don't want to go too hard. You don't want to go too hard.
A team with an NFL player, they had the best player by 100 times in Joe. And then they also had a serviceable slasher. And y'all lost. And I blame Joe trying, and I blame...
All right. Group date after party. Joe and Michelle went on one time. He seemed really nervous here. He's talking really fast. A little opener about basketball. She's looking at him like, I know, Joe, your handles are impeccable. I've seen him in person. And then he explains how his old coach passed away. So,
yep.
Michelle says she feels something with him. I don't know if it's basketball or Minnesota or what. I think it's all probably basketball in Minnesota.
It's all the above.
It's a good base to start with.
These two probably had crushes on each other growing up. Are you kidding me? The big two?
The two big hoopsters?
Two hoopsters? They had crushes on each other. From afar, maybe. Or maybe up close. I don't know.
No way of knowing.
There's no way of knowing.
She's never had chemistry with anybody this off the charts so quickly. I have a statement to make. With these in-person interactions, Michelle doesn't, you know, she's like, I don't, you know, some of this bachelor talk, this friend, you know, sure. These lines, this is all silly. She even feels uncomfortable doing like the silly little like cheers to love type of toast, which is endearing to me. I really like that. When she's doing to the camera stuff, she does the lines.
She's fine with the lines, yeah.
After every one-on-one time, it's like, wow, I could see a life with, you know, Mad Libs, insert proper noun.
Michelle mentions, you don't have to always be composed with me. Us athletes, the only two here, hoopers, only two, the us athletes, just, again, solidified, she's not selecting a non-hooper.
I can see that.
Us athletes have our game face on all the time. These two have a connection.
They do.
Holy cow.
They do. They go for the
athletes. Something the rest of these guys don't understand. I'm sorry.
For the record, they kiss. We got to get going. For the record, they do kiss a lot. They shoot a little bit on a side hoop.
Then they get a side second date.
They get a side.
What's going on here?
This was love. It was love and basketball.
They get another love and basketball. I thought I was going to break out into that strip basketball game. Everyone move aside. We're playing love and basketball, strip basketball.
And I would have been fine with that. If the season ended there, I'd have been like, wow.
They made out a great couple. Made out some more, yeah. If they just ended the season after this with Joe winning, I'd be
that would
have
been a great
ending
for the season right there.
These two, no one has had more in common than these two ever on this show, I'd argue.
No, not even
close. These two lived basically the same lives.
Back at the house. The red team losers show up. Where's Joe? Says the other guys. And Chris explains, well, they gave him the MVP. It was a whole thing.
One guy asks, how do you get MVP if you took an L? And the red team's like, oh, no. It's like, I don't know. He's the best player there. Why don't one of you tell the truth?
When you're transcendent dominant player, it happens.
He fucking deserved it. That's why.
It's either you're the best player and there's no denying it, or you're Justin Bieber at the celebrity game and the award is fan vote. Those are the only two ways to get the MVP.
Red team was
on
acting
the
like they didn't
team.
Know why that happened. Like, why? I don't know. He busted all of your asses in one on one to start, so that probably gave him a leg up. And then he was the best player in the game.
Back in the day, a lot of chatter about how cool Joe is. Yeah. Nate's.
I was having
not,
the same conversations too.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, this guy's perfect of a match. Awesome. There,
this guy's awesome.
Nate says he's not wasting his time with that. One of the guys mentions he has a 3-year-old son. I think it was Spencer. It was very quick.
Spencer.
Again, they didn't do a roll call for this date. Michelle and Nate time. A little kind of going back and forth. I think she was probably disappointed in his, how does a guy that tall miss that much? It was fun banter, but maybe in the back of her mind, she's thinking like,
I mean, this man,
can you even dunk?
This man he's obviously left-handed on the right side of the hoop, shot a left-hand layup and bricked it. That's disappointing.
That's tough.
For her, I'm sure.
However, they definitely have an attraction.
They got something there. There's a connection.
The way they look at each other's eyes.
I think he has such a basketball look that she might be able to get past him not actually being able to hoop.
Maybe.
He's like
6'7".
He's
also just fucking hot as shit, too. Like, yeah. There's no denying that.
He's
got
cool.
Beautiful
he's got the
eyes.
Cool
and he's cool.
Don't forget about
he's
the cool earrings.
Cool. And they make out on the side of the building also.
They get a dark spot make out. Which is always a good sign.
Listen, this couple is magnetized.
Yeah.
I need a little more talk. I need a little more talk from them. Because Nate's
there.
Like, hey, I stink up. I don't know. We got to. Let's go. Michelle offers Joe the rose. Joe seemed grateful that he was able to be there, even though his team lost. Appears to be a nice guy, Joe. Anything else on that date?
Nope. Good date. Great date.
Let's take a quick break.
Thank you. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You know it's a basketball date when you look at the timestamps and it's group date, daytime, 26 minutes. Cocktail party. A lot of talk about Joe. A lot of guys pretending they're not concerned, even though he's a cool basketball player from our hometown who, and they can't dribble between their legs. I'd be concerned. Michelle and Rodney. Love this segment, AP.
I love Rodney.
I like Rodney, too. I have your Rodney. I love Rodney.
When she gave him the pizza and he said something about, is this lasagna, girl? That's when he won me over.
He does really good cutscene lines,
spit
too.
Up my
Rodney
water.
Is funny. I like
Rodney's
Rodney
funny.
Blindfold apple taste test. She wants to know if he can pick out the Granny Smith. This is a natural like follow-up to his opening thing. I would have bet my life that he wouldn't be able to do this. I would have won that bet. I'd have two lives to play with now. He gets
because
it wrong,
this is
of
definitely
course.
The sour green apple Granny Smith.
Rodney, she's not giving you the green one first.
No.
You're
going
to taste several
on,
apples
Rodney.
Before you get to the green one. Having said that, I think Michelle completely overestimates how well people can blindfold and discern apple flavors.
Agreed. I could do this, though. You give me a Granny Smith. Or any other apple, I'm going to tell you.
I could probably pick out a Gala or a Red Delicious. Great segment. Love Rodney. The other guys are talking about how her and Joe might have known each other before.
Mm. Four guys are talking. I think it's
Martin. Do you have the names?
Jamie.
Malik was there.
Malik.
And then one other.
And I can't remember.
Jamie says it's suspicious. He mentions to Martin that he, quote, got some information from a friend in Minneapolis.
Well, the other two were like, yeah, we don't care. We're out. We don't. I think they're
Malik
Jamie
and the
was,
other guy.
Yeah. Jamie was trying to make this into like a thing. Like, let's get together and we'll do this all together. The four of
you guys
us.
Got me on
like,
this?
Nah, we're out. We don't give a shit about what you're talking about. So then it ended up just Martin and Jamie talking.
Martin got stuck with him.
Yeah.
He's like, Martin, check this out. You're my
check
loyal
this stuff
confidant.
Out.
It's me and you, right?
Drug into this.
Martin's like, God damn it. Nothing I can do now. All right. I'll sit
all right,
here.
This is part of my storyline. All right. I kind of cared. I really didn't. It was just more of this. I was just talking. We were just talking, shooting the shit. Now
killing
this is
time.
Becoming a thing. I see the cameras over here now.
He's like, Martin. You're never going to believe this. Little Birdie told me, Martin, that a friend of mine in Minneapolis saw Michelle at a bar. I didn't even understand his telling of the story, but someone saw Michelle
Let
at a bar.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, you do it.
He has a friend in Minneapolis. That friend has a girlfriend. The friend walked past Michelle in the bar, okay? His friend, a guy, I believe.
Yes.
Walked past Michelle in the bar. He goes back and sits down with his girlfriend, and the girlfriend is like, hey, do you know who you just walked past? That's Michelle. And he's like, oh damn. And then
she's an ex-bachelorette.
She's an ex-bachelorette. And he's like, yeah, my boy's going on that. And then his girlfriend says, well, I heard she's been seeing this bald light-skinned baller.
1, 2, 3.
End of story.
That's the story.
He's booed up with a tall, light-skinned baller, I believe was the quote. It was his friend's girlfriend who had this story about Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
And now Jamie's going to approach her with this information.
Yes.
Jamie, Michelle.
Jamie also says every room he's walked into, people are talking about this. And Martin's like, you know what? I don't know what you're talking about, but we're here. So
there's been a lot of talk, Michelle. Maybe you knew Joe before you got here. Best part to me, Jamie's like, me, not a concern of mine. This is just the other guys.
Immediately after saying it was a big time concern for him, he throws everyone else under the bus.
Wasn't me.
It was a brilliant move. I love everything that Jamie did here.
And then Michelle's like, well, are they questioning, you know, my integrity in a way that's disrespectful? And he's like, well, it's taken off a life of its own. It's out of the box now.
It's worse than you think.
It's beyond my control. It's all the buzz.
Me personally, I don't care, but everyone else seems to really, really care.
Just a heads up.
Not me.
You and I, we trust each other.
We're cool. It's I know you wouldn't.
Just a heads up. Tipping you off. Yeah. I know. Yeah. No, never. So he tells the story. Michelle seemed taken aback. For a while there, the implication was that it could have been or was Joe.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Which would have been an all-time scandal. If someone was under the impression that Michelle and Joe were hanging out before the season, that would have been...
Wow.
Stop the season.
Absolutely.
And then she's like, well, this is crazy. I'm going to go
this is nuts.
Talk about this. I don't know who believes me and who doesn't. Jamie says he feels good after the...
Jamie says he thinks she took
Jamie
it well.
I hope Jamie stays around for a long time. He's like, well, that went well.
To the camera.
And he says...
What do you mean she took it well? She's questioning everything and not sure about anything that's happened before and what will happen after.
You know the cocktail party's canceled because of this, right? You know there's no more talks.
Absolutely.
So Michelle's with Tayshia. Michelle says she didn't have a relationship with Joe or anybody. Everybody started at an even playing field.
I agree to disagree. Yeah, you know.
I don't want to do semantics, but, you know, you did get mad at him for not responding to a communication that you had between the two. So.
Maybe not exactly even. You knew his name when he was there. You recognized him. I don't know that that's even. But
I think she was saying... I wasn't with Joe before this. I wasn't dating Joe.
She hasn't met him. She's saying she hasn't met him.
Yeah. Which I believe. We had a lot of... The discussion earlier was a lot of fun about the basketball meeting, but yeah.
I believe what Michelle tells me.
Yes.
She wouldn't... I don't know why she'd lie about that, I guess, when it seems like it'd be something that you could find the answer.
Keep the whole season. Yeah, yeah. There would be evidence of it.
People would have evidence of it.
She doesn't know who to trust, she says. If I'm Tayshia, I would have gone, well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the... There's 30 dudes came on a TV show.
Yeah.
Some are nefarious actors. You just got to hope you don't pick
some
one.
Are
I have
plants,
no other advice for you.
Like Jamie. Like...
Jamie said the whole house is questioning me.
Except himself. Everyone but Jamie.
Except Jamie. Except Jamie.
So I think we're good there.
Nothing to worry about with Jamie. Everything's on the up and up.
Did you kind of wonder why? Hey, Jamie, you just had a one-on-one with her. Why didn't you bring this up in that one-on-one?
That
seems like a great time to bring up that your friend told you that Michelle was in a relationship right before, as she was in the, and it wasn't like a long time ago. It was right before the show, because they said that they knew their friend was going to be going on The Bachelorette. So they knew she was The Bachelorette. And they're saying she had a boyfriend at that time. That seems like something you should bring up. Maybe night one.
If you genuinely believe that, don't go on the show, because she's not going to, you know, you're not going to be picked and have a life with her. So what's the point, right? Michelle returns to the hotel lobby. She addresses whether or not she knew Joe before. She met every single one of you for the first time on night one. Joe and I exchanged messages a few years back. We joke about it now, but Joe ghosts me after two messages, and that was that. Okay, so the details about that we were wondering about after the first week are out. Mm-hmm. I think that whole... I believe her explanation, and now I think the way it was presented on TV was over-dramatized for night one. There was not as much... You said maybe there's a lot more there that we don't know about?
Maybe there's less.
Maybe there's even less, and maybe it was two basketball-related things, and she played up the... You didn't respond to me type of scenario when really it was nothing.
Could be. Yeah.
All right. Anything else on this?
Michelle handles this situation perfectly, I thought.
after she leaves, everybody's like, what the fuck was that about? Nobody, because she did open it up for questions. Like, hey, anybody got anything to say? And nobody said anything.
Nobody said anything.
If someone should have been like, yeah, what is going on? I have no idea what you're talking about.
I
no
don't know what you're talking
about.
Can someone please shed some light on what's going on here?
So
this is what has become known as a Carl situation, folks. This is Carl all over again. Someone lights a match and throws it into the gasoline and then runs away, and nobody knows what the hell's going on or why the house is on fire.
And then they got the person, the arsonist, just standing there.
The
like,
arsonist is just watching and acting
despicable.
He's acting like one of the people that has no idea what's going on. It's very funny. I love it.
It was so funny. It was so funny. Jamie's not even hiding it very well. He's not even like
he's
acting.
Faces.
He's just making faces at the
well. Like, people were openly like, "Fuck whoever said this." Nate said something about how, "Listen, you don't have to come clean. I just need you to know whoever did this is soft in my eyes." And then whoever cut this whole scene together showed us loads of content of people talking directly to Jamie about the situation. It was brilliant.
Jamie's like, we got to get to the bottom of this. I know, I'm upset too. This was so funny.
Nate goes, you feel me, right? You didn't think I was out of line there, did you, Jamie? And Jamie's like, yeah, they dap up.
Right,
they were
right on.
Jamie seems to have a lot of friends and have a lot of respect in the house too, which makes it even better because tons of people were talking to him.
We got to stick together on this one, Nate.
We got to stick together. I wouldn't dig into it too deep, but we got to, you know.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I think we should all forget about it, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, this is a big deal.
It was so funny.
Nate cheers with Jamie after just saying whoever did it is soft in his eyes.
Jamie to the camera is like, why would I tell him? I'm not telling him.
I'm not telling
him. He had no intentions. It was beautiful. Then Tayshia and Kaylin come down. And cancel the cocktail party. Listen, I love a canceled cocktail. I used to not like them because I'm like, come on, you got to get a nothing. A canceled cocktail party is one of the funniest things ever to me now. Only because I always compare it to that making the band skip.
Shutting the studio down.
Shutting the studio. Listen, whole shit's canceled. All you guys are out of luck. None of you talked to her. Anything else on that?
I loved it. I loved it all. What an episode for Jamie.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's ever gone from like, oh, sympathetic figure to, wow.
This guy's full of shit.
Totally devious.
Yeah.
Rose ceremony.
What a move by him if he did it.
That's the other thing I wonder. Is this
what was his
third
goal?
Party
I guess
story
it depends.
Even true?
Of course it's. I think Michelle said it in. She mentioned when she was addressing all the guys, me and a light-skinned basketball dude, or if I'm with a man of color where everyone thinks we're a couple. So I think she kind of said it right there. Someone probably saw me out with one of my black friends, and they thought we were a couple. And it was just that. It was just me and a guy.
What were you going to say about Jamie's goal, though?
Depending on his motive... This was a great move by him if it was to, number one, stir up the house. He already has a rose, so that's great in itself to just mix things up.
That's true, yeah.
And then also getting a cocktail shutdown, you can get some real good suitors out where they didn't have a chance to talk to her.
You're right.
It's a brilliant move. Like, it makes it more random on who's going home that day because everyone doesn't get to talk to her. So you could have some real big dogs get sent home. Now, I don't know that he was actually thinking that deep into it.
Maybe.
But he also kind of sabotages Joe, one of the lead dogs in the clubhouse right now. Because now, Michelle's always got it in the back of her head, like, I can't overdo it with Joe anymore.
Yeah.
So I bet she's going to keep him at an arm's length for a couple weeks here.
He might have killed two birds with one stone and, like, injured three others. Just a very efficient...
Unless he gets caught as the person...
He's going to have to get caught.
It has to come out. Then it'll be over for him. But...
Well, Michelle's just going to tell people who told her that eventually. Probably next week.
That's what usually happens is the lead rats them out.
And then Jamie gets swallowed up by the guys.
Yeah, the guys will be all over it at that point. So if that happens, it's going to screw him. But right now, I think he's in a good, pretty good spot.
Fabulous. Rose ceremony. Here are the roses. Nate, Rodney, early Rodney Rose.
I thought these were roses based on... I thought these were power ranking roses. We don't always think that this early, but I think these were power ranking roses.
I thought we always thought it when it was early.
I don't know what I always think, but...
yeah, Rodney, Martin.
Sometimes you got random roses. I don't think this was random roses, at least the first couple.
It's always self-fulfilling prophecy. If I yeah. if I like Rodney and he gets a second rose, I'm going to go, obviously, Rodney. She loves Rodney, too. Nate, Rodney, Martin, Rick, Leroy, Spencer, Casey, Chris G, Malik, Olumide, Chris S, Will, Romeo, LT, Clayton, Peter. I don't... who's JP? Pardeep, a couple other dudes, some other guy I've never seen.
PJ.
PJ.
Remember.
I call him JP.
Remember, PJ came in on the fire truck. We were worried about Rodney coming in.
Yeah.
I think it was Rodney. Was it Rodney?
It was Rodney, yes.
Okay. We were worried about him coming with the fake fire. Who's the real firefighter now, folks?
It's
Big
Rodney.
Rodney.
PJ gave her a one-armed goodbye that I've never seen after
That's
this
funny.
Before.
Yep,
you know, it is what it is. We barely talked. All right. Check you later. Bap, bap. Good to see you.
Should have dapped her up.
It was very funny. Next week appears to be some carryover drama, kind
of
who Michelle...
Of course.
Who told Michelle she doesn't know who to trust? I can't, you know, it's going to be good. I like where this is going. Jamie will make a good villain. He's like Akil who runs out of the ring when the bell rings, when he's defending his title.
Then he runs back in and gives you a low blow while your
back's
turned.
Yeah, he's the Miz. Jamie's the Miz.
Yeah.
Fun drama on this episode. Fun dates. I thought Michelle loosened up a bit also and was funnier in the one-on-one interactions than she was with the first night.
I will note no Hoopers left. In fact, the worst Hooper, Pradeep, was sent home for no other reason besides his one jump shot that he got in the game. Some people, hoops isn't their game. This isn't your season.
Pardeep has to know to not shoot.
Can't shoot there.
No matter how open
not
you
with
if
that
that's
jump
your
shot.
Jumper.
Not with that jump shot, not in front of Michelle. She'll never be able to get that out of her head.
No.
It was sad. I'm sad to see him go. I think he'll be in paradise.
Definitely.
People,
folk heroes get pushed into paradise now.
Yeah. He seems like that, and he's...
You're gone.
He's not Joe, obviously, Grocer Joe, but he's got
Maybe.
That
I don't
type
know. I haven't
of,
heard him talk.
Yeah, we don't know, but he had a little buzz there after the first episode.
Official announcement, AB, regarding the next Bachelor. Beginning next week, we will be acknowledging this cast member who has been announced as the next Bachelor. We're not going to pretend we don't
We're
know.
We're not hiding it anymore.
We're not hiding it.
No spoiler alerts.
It seems most people already know. I think it's an interesting element of the season. It will be kind of fun to see how he comes off, how they present him. It's similar to being spoiled, watching a season spoiled. Even though we know he doesn't win, we don't know when he's going home. So unless he's in the final two, his departure will still come as a surprise. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think we should do that. I understand if people don't want that information and choose not to listen. I get it. But it seems the vast majority of people know.
Nobody's
it seems to be
doing
pretty
that.
Public information. No, well, we got some messages. People are doing that.
People don't want to know.
But yeah. Any other comments on that, AB, before we get to the power rankings?
Nope.
Here are my power rankings. I'm going to start with my number one and go from there. Number one is Nate.
Oh, you're starting with one.
As I announced 2 seconds ago, yes, I'm starting with number one.
Wow.
Nate. I'm putting Nate up there. Number two is Joe.
Couldn't be me.
I know that you
could not
on that.
Be me.
Number two is Joe. Number three is Rick.
When you're creating your power rankings, the first question you ask is, do they hoop? If the answer is no, they can't be at your top spot, in my eyes.
That's my
power ranking rules this year.
And I respect that logic. However, these two can't keep themselves off each other. Nate has a little more pizzazz than Joe.
He does. The cool earrings.
A little more mystery from VH1 with the accessories. Rick is number three. Rick is number three.
Rick?
Yeah, dude.
Serious.
No, Rick. Rick is number three. I think she likes Rick. Sorry.
Rick.
You see those kisses? That was kissing for a long time. Okay. Rick.
Okay.
Number four is reluctantly Jamie. And that's only because, like, he's got a resume already. I don't think she's going to pick. Yeah, he had a fucking one-on-one date.
You want Rick not to put him on the list?
Number one. Yeah. I mean, come on. That was reluctantly.
Usually
with
a story like that in the first episode, we'd be talking, oh, is Jamie going to be the bachelor? That's the conversation we'd be having right now. Unfortunately, he bombed that.
Every other time Jamie's on screen has been not fan favorite.
Well, yeah, I know. He ruined. He ruined everything.
Yeah. Number four is Jamie. In my WC spot, which stands for wild card. This is not number five. This is WC. Rodney.
Rodney, baby. Big Rodney, baby.
The wild card spot is Rodney.
Normal guy, Rodney.
Rodney fucking rules and is funny.
He rules. He rules.
Comedy legend of the week, Kings of Comedy, is Will.
Kings of Comedy.
Will the entertainer.
For his pizza skit.
This pizza skit. He deserves an Emmy for the pizza skit. Let's hear yours.
Okay, number four, Nate. Number one, Joe.
Wait, okay. Are we doing that again? The blanks?
Joe hoops. Joe's from Minnesota. He's the best ball player you've ever seen. She's the best ball player you've ever seen. They knew each other before this.
They have a history.
They have a history.
They have a history.
I can't, in good faith, put anyone within two spots of Joe right now. I cannot.
So
I think we're going to go through the motions of this whole Jamie story where she's going to keep him to the side, and she's going to steal moments when the guys aren't aware. She's going to have to, it's going to have to be kind of hiding their relationship and how close they are. But I
can see that completely.
I just have not seen two people that are more compatible than these two ever in this show with the same life experiences. And those are big life experiences. Like, I feel like college athletes
a
lot of times gravitate towards another college athlete just because it's such a different experience than anyone else can relate to.
Nothing you said I disagree with.
Joe won for Nate. WC Rodney.
Keep an eye on him.
Keep an eye on Rodney.
I agree with what you said. I feel like Nate has a little more oomph to him. A little more something to him personality.
He shot a left-hand layup on the right side.
She's looking for a life partner here.
And he's 6'7", so he was high enough to dunk it. He could have dunked it. But he missed
it. Inexcusable. It was
inexcuable layup.
All right. Do you have any headlines of the week?
Yeah, I got
good
two
power,
of them.
Great power rankings to start the season.
I got two of them. Okay. First one from people.com. Bachelorette Michelle Young on juggling teaching with the show and what her students know about it. This is a good article to check out if you're a fan of Michelle. She went back to teaching like almost right as this show was about to start. She was starting teaching again. So the people that thought she wasn't going to go back to her day job, she went back, folks.
In your face.
In your face. Michelle. In it for the
right
reasons.
The real test will be next season. Yes, I know. I love that.
Is that the real test? I feel like the real test is right now while she's having to do publicity for her shit.
No, because she can't be parading around with the winner yet.
That's true. But this would be a good year to not teach.
All right. Here's the real test. After the finale airs, if she doesn't drop everything and say, peace out, fifth graders. Figure it out on your own.
But yeah, it's a good article. It explains what she's doing right now and kind of about her students and all that.
Can you imagine if the lead stayed with their original
job,
not crazy lucrative career that they had prior to being on the show?
If someone would do it, it'd be a teacher, you'd think. Yeah. Or like a doctor or something.
Someone with
a really important job.
Moral yeah. something to exactly. attachment to their career. I understand.
Next one from Us Weekly. Haven't talked about this yet. Katie Thurston and Blake Moynes definitely tried to make relationship work. Any comments
on
these?
Well, we haven't
talked
about it yet because it occurred yesterday.
Yeah, it just happened.
So that's the main reason. But no.
Any comments on these two? Sad? Apparently, it was the long distance. It was the long distance thing.
Yeah, he lives in
Canada. We questioned this. We thought they should have talked about it at the time, where you're going to live. When people don't talk about that, it's a disaster.
Another thing, he came late, nearly halfway through.
Didn't have a lot of time.
Her already abbreviated season. They had personalities that we both thought were clicked and were great for each other. But it's not, I don't think there was, I'm not shocked, but I'm never shocked. No couple can get engaged on this show and then
if Sean and Catherine broke up, stunned. I'd be stunned. From any point from when it happened, when they got engaged, to now, I would have been stunned. That's the only one, though.
Any other headlines?
No.
I have a bit of news. The latest romance novel from acclaimed author and Rosecast listener Rebecca Weatherspoon comes out this week.
Oh,
it's called A Thorn in the Saddle.
Ooh.
And this very show
is
mentioned. This very show is mentioned.
In the book?
In the book.
In the book?
Printed on the page. I will include a link. Bookstores.
Wow.
I'm not sure what page. You'll have to read the whole thing.
You don't sell me twice. I'll read it.
I've seen the page. Probably the pinnacle of our podcasting career. Wow. So thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Rebecca. Very cool.
A Thorn in the Saddle.
Is it a Western? Did you answer that?
Set on a black-owned luxury dude ranch with a fairy tale twist. The third Cowboys of California romance from an award-winning author, Rebecca Weatherspoon, captivates with a modern take on Beauty and the Beast. As a brawny rancher and a brainy beauty find themselves in a beast of a predicament.
Rodney's brawny.
Okay.
It's a perfect word for him.
He is.
He's a brawny guy.
So check that out if that is your
Very
thing.
Cool.
We will include the link in the show notes.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Mailbag responses, 773-234-7794. Your question was just general thoughts about the next Bachelor, how you're watching the season, if you know, if you don't know. This is from Anonymous. I'm watching this season with the knowledge of The Bachelor because we went to high school together.
Wow.
He graduated the year off after me. Please don't say my name. I didn't. I cut it out. Thank you. Rachel
from
Lakeland.
School with a guy. My That guy. Did they have to do special doors and stuff for the guy?
I was going to say, was he just constantly ducking? Not that tall. This is Rachel from Lakeland. Tinfoil hat moment. What if Ryan was a producer plant? I think it checks out with him previously being associated the show via Bachelor Live. Mm-hmm. Ryan is notes guy. Plus the timing of how he was exposed after having one-on-one time with Michelle was suspicious. I think he was working with production, but it probably didn't turn out the way he expected. So that theory is like, the notes thing was kind of planned out, but he thought
they were going to help him with it, and they
used
it against him. I can definitely see that.
Played up like a sweet, oh, you're such a sweetheart for preparing like this, and then boom, drop you in the dragon's den.
Michelle's in your room. I don't even know if that's a conspiracy. I'd say that's most likely
explanation.
What happened. Yeah.
Amy in Maryland. For this franchise, is like a throwback to their roots after the messy season of Matt James and all the controversy. I think they're trying to do a reset by going with the typical Bachelor prototype. Maybe it's the safest choice, all things considered. I'm not sure the Bachelor franchise even has enough diversity in their production staff to capably produce a normal season with a non-white Bachelor. They might not even care. We have to remember that the majority of the fan base does not seem to have the most progressive views. Thank you, Amy. Thank you to everyone who texted in. Do you have a mailbag question for next week? 773-234-7794.
Yes, I'd like to know your thoughts on the Joe and Michelle. I don't know if I'll call it a situation.
What are you seeing?
What's your take?
What's your take on Joe and Michelle?
What's your take?
Do you want to know specifically if they have any elaborate backstories like you and I apparently do?
I don't want any spoilers. I'm just talking about from what we've seen on TV, please.
I gotcha. You think anybody can beat him? Is that the phrasing of your question?
No, not that. Okay. Just general Joe thoughts. Do you think they could be, it could be about, do you buy their story? Do you, is it a story? You know, do you think he's, the favorite? And just thoughts about Joe and Michelle.
Well said.
As it's the main story right now.
773-234-7794. Quick Rose League scoring update. I have 114 points, which is good for 523rd place out of 853 who submitted scores this week. We have 1,300 users in the league. So a lot of people must have forgot Roy Jones Jr. or are carried over from Bachelor in Paradise and are not participating in this season. AB, what's your score?
156. Read it and weep.
Woohoo!
Yeah. I'm back.
Is top this going to be... AB, are you like the Knicks where you're going to start off really hot and people are like, whoa, are they
for
real?
As long as I don't forget a week this year, as long as I don't accidentally not click through this year, y'all are in trouble. Unless you cheat. Unless you cheat.
There's a three-way tie for first place. Team Hilla, Team Happy Gilmore, Team Mooper, 13, each with 177.
I'm right there.
That's what I was going to say. Not much more than AB.
There. I'm right there.
Not much more than AB.
I'm top
100. What place are you in?
69th.
Okay.
Tied.
That's big.
With a bunch of people. I'm right there. I'm right in position.
That's big, actually.
And you need to realize, Rim, people cheat. I didn't even watch the coming up next, which I feel like is a huge help.
No one has more integrity than you. Yeah.
So I'm all I'm going to say is if you're ahead of me, I dare you to not, I dare you not to watch and don't cheat. I dare you.
Side note about the Rose League. We are not the biggest group in the Rose League. So even if you don't think you'll submit a lineup for every episode, feel free to get the app and join our league so our numbers are appear more intimidating to the rival.
Good call.
Group.
Good call.
We
got to be number one. We got to be number
competitive.
One.
I'm not in here to be the number two.
No, you don't want to be the number two. You got to be the number one.
Anything else?
I'll tell you what, we haven't asked for in a while, Rim. I wouldn't mind some Apple Podcast reviews, I'll tell you what.
5 stars.
I like reading those 5 stars, yeah. Of course. I like reading those.
We have new merch coming soon, hopefully in the next week or so. Heads up, you're going to have to order it early for the holiday season this year because of the supply chain. Thanks, Obama. Anything else, AB? Appreciate you guys listening.
Nope.
Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.